Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. So delegations from Hamas and Israel, together with mediators, are, we believe, currently having those conversations to discuss Donald Trump's 20-point peace plan. On the line with us is Professor Jeff Harper, Director of Israeli Committee Against House Demolition. Prof, we've spoken many times before. So what's your sense of the 20-point peace plan?
Well, it's not really a peace plan. You know, it's really more of a kind of a general proposal that was kind of thrown out. Mm. Trump has the authority to really impose it on Netanyahu. I think this is kind of the breakthrough. He just told Netanyahu, let's finish it up. And Hamas has never really been the obstacle in all of this. You know, Hamas agreed more than a year and a half ago to an agreement to release the hostages.
It's not really a peace plan. I think it's just that Trump has decided, for whatever reasons of his own, that this is it, and this has to be over, and you know how he is. He doesn't really get into the details, into what the issue really is. It's just kind of a whim in many ways. The issue is he has a whim, and he's the most powerful guy in the world. So what he's been able to do is really impose on Netanyahu his whim. We're going to end this now. Everything's going to be fine. I'm going to win the Nobel Peace Prize next week. And so that's kind of where we are in the situation where it's not clear what exactly is going to be agreed upon. Mm-hmm. I think the big issue for me, from my point of view, isn't the details of how many prisoners are released or how far back Israel withdraws or anything else. It really is political. I mean, Hamas did the October 7th attack for a reason. I mean, the Palestinian resistance exists in Gaza and the West Bank for a reason. And the reason is that they're in a political struggle for their very lives. You know, they're being taken over by Israel. There's genocide going on. Their lands are being lost. Their homes are being demolished. I mean, everything is really just, you know, it's threatening their very existence.
Let me ask you.
Not a matter of saying, well, okay, now we're going to deal with October 7th and you'll get back the hostages and you'll get, you know, a couple hundred prisoners and this and that and some technicalities and it's over. Mm. Hamas cannot give up the political struggle, the whole reason why it attacked, why it exists, actually.
Yeah.
And so that's really going to be, for me, the make and break thing. Are they going to be able to have enough Palestinian political presence in Gaza, still enough political weight, not only of Hamas, but of the Palestinian people in general, that then they'll agree to concessions? I don't think they're going to agree to an unconditional surrender for, you know, and then almost what Trump is really asking them, not only that they surrender, but that the entire Palestinian people surrender its struggle.
Mm.
For liberation, for their lands, and so on. And at some point, you know, we might hit that tough point where Hamas basically says, no, beyond this point, we cannot go. I'm not sure what that point is,
yeah.
but it could be that we're getting there.
And that's the scary part, isn't it? That on the one hand, you have aid being dangled as the carrot. You know, if you want us to bring in food, you need to, this is obviously towards the Palestinian people. I'm not sure the Palestinian people feel that anybody has talked to them. But also on the one hand, Hamas, if they say, no, we are not going to have any further talks, then what?
No, I don't think it'll get to that. I think they're going to, you know, like I said, Trump isn't really involved in the issue. He doesn't understand the issue. So the question is going to be, can Israel and Hamas get to a point where they've made agreements that amount to the unconditional surrender of Hamas? They get prisoners back, Israel gets the hostages back, Israel gets security guarantees. Maybe the Palestinian Authority comes in a symbolic way to get enough done that it satisfies Trump, but not to a point where it compromises the Palestinian struggle. because I think at that point Hamas will say no. And that's going to be the issue. Maybe the issue is it's down the line. It isn't the issues they're dealing with right now that are more technical. So let's see in another week or two when they get past this the first little stage of these technical details and hostages come back and prisoners are exchanged. Then let's see where this goes, because I don't think we're at the end of this process yet.
Yeah, and I think to my point about the Palestinians, there is no win for them here. Ordinary Palestinians, there is no win for them. They will not self-actualize in any way that we understand democracy to be. Nobody actually has their mandate. And so it's really difficult to see how they are viewing all of this that's happening right now.
No, that's right. And the problem is they're not issues. They're not actors. They're not at the table. Yeah. Everything's happening over their heads.
Yeah.
You know, they're not consulted. They're not the decision makers in a way. All they can do is say no. And that puts them in a really difficult position because then they're the spoilers.
Mm.
You see? And I think with Hamas, look, with the Palestinians in general, they have no patron. They have no U.S. behind them. They have no Europe behind them. The BRICS countries, unfortunately, aren't behind them, besides South Africa. It's the only BRICS country that's supposed to be this global South alternative to the global North that's behind the Palestinians. You know, the Arab countries, including those that just joined BRICS, have sold them out in this deal. I don't even know how the Arab countries and Muslim countries like Indonesia and Pakistan and so on even agreed to this deal. It completely sells them out. You know, India loves Israel and supporting everything Israel's doing. China and Russia are big, customers of Israeli arms. They've been quiet. So the Palestinians are really orphans. They have nobody in their corner, nobody to advocate for them. But at the same time, they've been struggling for more than a century, and I don't think they're going to give up. I just don't know what price they're going to have to pay if, like Trump says, in the end, the gates of hell reopen, you know?
Trump issued, I don't even know if it's a warning, but, you know, was very stern saying, you know, Israel needs to stop bombing while the negotiations are happening. He hasn't listened. We are told that, right. You know, he continued to bomb. So clearly, there is nothing that's going to stop Netanyahu until he decides, well, I'm ready to stop.
Well, in a way, I suppose on one level, I mean, look, there's also pressure from home.
Of course, yes.
The families of the hostages, and also, you know, the army is against what's going on. Soldiers are being killed. So that's another issue. Even if all the hostages come back, the issue of soldiers getting killed is a big issue in Israel, certainly for no reason. So there are pressures for him to stop. So, really the question's going to be, that's the imponderable. The question's going to be, who takes over Gaza? Is there still some political space for Palestinians? Can their struggle go on? And there you're getting into issues where Trump has no interest at all. So we're getting into a place where at some point he's going to pull back and kind of leave it up to Hamas and Netanyahu to work out. And I don't know where in the hell that's going to go.
We know that his government is not keen to stop the war. It's very right-wing.
The right-wing, that's right.
What's then the mood right now?
No, the mood is definitely to end the war. I don't think, it's hard for me to see, to tell you the truth, how he could even continue the war. Even if things get kind of messed up with Hamas to some degree. You know, the fighting has sort of stopped, and Trump wants it to stop. The Israeli people want it to stop. The army wants it to stop. And Netanyahu is, I think, getting more and more isolated. So I think there are pressures that are going to lead to the end of this. Again, the question is going to be, what does the end mean that stops short of utter surrender on the part of the Palestinians.
As soon as...
Because, you know, the problem is, besides Hamas, the other Palestinian actor is the Palestinian Authority.
Yeah.
And they're a collaborationist regime with Israel.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the Palestinians are completely orphaned, not only in the big picture of world politics, but their own leadership is against them.
Lest we forget that Hamas itself was at some point supported by Israel. Let's right. talk about what then happens domestically in Israel with Netanyahu. Once all of this stops, we're back to him having to face his own demons, right? Where he may possibly go to jail.
No, that's right. I think there's going to be elections probably in the next 6 months or so. I mean, they're scheduled to the end of next year, but I don't think it's going to last till then. Mm-hmm. I think he's lost it completely, Netanyahu. He's lost all the public support. Mm-hmm. And even his party, the Likud, isn't only Smotrich and Ben-Gvir on the far right. His whole party has become a crazy right-wing collection of nuts, really, you know, one after the other. And I think the Israeli people have really gotten they're fed up. So there'll be elections. He's not going to get reelected, I don't think. But you know, we shouldn't hold high expectations about afterwards, because who's going to come in? It'll probably be Bennett, who's no less extreme than Netanyahu.
Yeah.
He's just a little more normal, you know. Bennett, and then, you know, it's going to be a very right-wing government, even without the Likud. And so it's not like we're going to, you know, somehow get to some more liberal, you know, government where there's more possibilities of resolving this. You know, they still want annexation. The Bennett government, whoever succeeds Netanyahu, is going to really want the same things. The settlements will continue. Everything will continue. And so... You know, there really isn't a lot to look forward to from the point of view of internal Israeli politics.
Gosh. Thank you very, very much for giving us an update there, Director of Israeli Committee Against. Thanks.
Yeah, it's really uplifting talking to me, isn't it?
It is. I mean, what can we say? Director of Israeli Committee Against House of Militias, Professor Jeff Harper.
Click kaya959.co.za. This is how we do it. To download the Point of View podcast.